Texas, Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley in for Michelle Martin. Just ahead, the newest installment from our This I Believe series. But first, when we hear stories about Muslim immigrants in Europe, it's often about conflict between the culture they were born into and the countries where they live. And the subtext of those stories is frequently that these immigrants are somehow dangerous to their new homelands. But that narrative denies the complexity of South Asians who are trying to build a future for their families in unfamiliar and sometimes hostile nations. And that complexity is captured in the film Brick Lane, the story of one Bangladeshi woman who comes to London for an arranged marriage, but changes the course of her life when she has an affair with a younger man.
I do not want to marry you, Corey.
Right. You don't want to marry me.
I am not the real thing. I am no longer a girl from the village.
Yes, you are.
No. You just wanted me to be.
Brick Lane won critical acclaim in Britain last year and is now opening in limited release across America. Tanishta Chatterjee stars in Brick Lane, and Sarah Gavran directed the film, and they both join us now. Welcome.
Thanks for inviting us here.
Yeah, thank you.
Sarah, let's begin with you. Tell me what drew you to the project.
Well, there was so much, really. I mean, I read the novel when it first came out, and everybody in the UK read it, and it connected with people across cultures and across generations, I think, because although it's set in this very particular world of the Bangladeshi community in East London, it is a universal story. And then I was approached to direct it as a film, and I just thought, although it's daunting, it was irresistible. There was so much in the story, and primarily the story of Nazneen, a woman finding her voice and her place in the world.
Mm-hmm. Tanishta, tell us about Nazneen, your character. Who is she?
Well, she's a woman who comes from a small place in Bangladesh. And at the age of 17, her father decides to marry her off to a man who's 25 years older to her and whom she's never met. And so she gets transported to this alien land, you know, to London, where she doesn't understand the language. She doesn't communicate with anyone. And she has three children. Her son dies and she brings up her daughters and she has a relationship with a younger man. And she explores herself and finds her own voice in her own ways. And that's the journey of the character through the film.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering what personal experiences you might have drawn on in portraying her.
It's not always personal experiences, but yeah, to some extent, you know, my grandmother was, I'm Indian, but she was from what is called the other side of Bengal, which, like India during partition, it became Pakistan, Bangladesh and India. And the eastern part of India was divided into West Bengal and East Bengal. East Bengal became Bangladesh and West Bengal became the Indian side of Bengal. And it was divided on the basis of religion. Then the Muslims lived on the other side of Bengal and the Hindus came to India. So my grandmother during partition had come to India. So right from my childhood, I had heard stories from her about the other side of Bengal and how the fish of that particular river was better than this side of Bengal. And it was strange that through my formative years where I grew up, I never had that particular fish in India. But in London, when I met all these Bangladeshi women, when I was doing my research for my character, I actually had that particular fish in their homes.
Yeah. So you could go back and tell your family, I know what it is now. Well, Sarah, this film is based on Monica Ellie's book, as you mentioned, Brick Lane, about the Bangladeshi immigrant experience, but in the 1980s in London. And you set the movie in more recent times so that the September 11th attacks were in the film, and they really become a pivotal event in the story. I was interested. Why did you add that to the story?
We decided by focusing on the year of 2001 and looking at it through the prism of that year, we could show the cultural shifts in the sort of landscape of London and how it was changing people, radicalising the young lover, Kareem, and changing Chanu, the husband character, making him more keen to go back to Bangladesh. And also it's the year in which Nazneen really transforms as a character because she meets her lover who opens her eyes and is a catalyst to her change.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tanishta, your character, like many young women, is not allowed to make her own choices. And as you mentioned, her father arranges a marriage that takes her away from home and from her really beloved sister that she has.
Right.
We have this clip that I want to play.
I always said, I will not marry and be sent far away. I will go no further than these paddy fields.
But our mother told us we must not run from our fate. What cannot be changed must be borne. The test of life is to endure. Mama? And I remembered her saying, if Allah wanted us to ask questions, He would have made us men.
You know, that line really got me. The test of life is to endure.
Yes.
It was like, oh my God.
And she repeats it. It's very strange. Like, through the film, she repeats it. And mm-hmm. she's actually unable to express herself, unable to do anything about this life that, you know, fate has kind of destined for her. She just accepts it. But in a way, what her mother told her as a child, you know, the test of life is to endure and let's, you know, wait for that destiny. She kind of tries to change that.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting because I was wondering if her faith in her status as an immigrant, whether or not that fed into her resignation as a person who didn't have control over her own fate.
Yeah, I think, you know, I met a lot of Bangladeshi women in and around Brick Lane. And many of them had similar stories. When they came to England, they were very young, in their early teens, 16, 17 years old, arranged marriage situation. And they didn't speak the language. They were completely alienated. They cocooned themselves in that flat for years and they wouldn't even go out. The fear of the unknown was so daunting on them that they just wouldn't have the courage to do anything.
Yeah.
And you can imagine a girl who's never traveled outside her own village, who doesn't speak a language, who's suddenly transported to another part of the world in a culture which she doesn't identify with, neither with the language, costume, the dress, the food, nothing. And then how would she have the courage to explore herself?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sarah, I think a lot of Westerners think of immigrants as leaving some terrible oppression in their home countries for the relative paradise of the West. And Nazneen's story is just about the opposite.
Yes.
And do you think that this story has the potential really to kind of change the way that we in the West see South Asian immigrants?
Yeah, well, I hope, you know, film does have that way of changing the way you see things and breaking down boundaries. And just the very fact that people can connect with Nazneen as a character means that she's less of an outsider, you know, and you understand where she's coming from. And as you say, her lost childhood is a sort of powerful magnet, and the grim reality of living in London and what that means to her, although eventually she does find home there. Mm-hmm. I think very much it's about not your expectations, and the story isn't about those stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley, and we're talking about the film Brick Lane with actress Tanishta Chatterjee and director Sarah Gavran. This film was controversial in Britain even before it came out in theaters.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I understand, some members of the Bangladeshi community there protested that the film was a negative portrayal of Bangladeshis. And Sarah, how did you respond to that argument?
Yes, well, it's worth unpacking that, because what happened is we went in about 8 months before filming it. And because I was an outsider to the community, although I lived in London, I wasn't Bangladeshi, I knew that it was very, very important for me to work with a lot of Bangladeshi community members from East London. So I took on board cast and crew, and they welcomed us, actually, and people opened their doors to Tanishta for her research and other crew and cast members. So we had a very good experience. And people believed it was important we make the film and recognised it was a fiction and not a representation of that mm-hmm. community, just one story. But it was when we were filming, we were about 3 weeks into filming, that we got this call at midnight, rather dramatically, just before we were about to shoot on Brick Lane itself, saying there was this threat that if we shot there, some of people might be hurt.
Really?
Yeah, so we took that seriously and we relocated the next day's filming and we investigated. But it turned out to be this tiny group, if vocal group, who mm-hmm. was talking about some scenes that weren't even in the film or the book.
Okay.
And probably underlying their concerns was the fact that it was a story of a woman finding you know, independence.
I was wondering how much of it was related to the fact that that woman finding her independence
Absolutely.
Also had an affair with a younger man.
Yeah, I think that they were objecting to that. But what was sort of evident quickly was that they didn't represent the majority view. And we got a lot of people from the Bangladeshi community saying, we believe in freedom of expression. We believe this is a legitimate project. So we didn't change anything in the story. And we just filmed in other places and came back to Brick Lane once the protests had died down.
Tanishta, part of your character's evolution is a change in the way she views her husband. In the film, he kind of seems to be a buffoon at first.
Yes.
But later he's revealed to be more insightful than he's given credit for. And we have a clip from a scene where Nazneen's husband challenges some young Muslims about their newfound brotherhood.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a listen.
We've become victims. But not for long.
Yeah.
We stand arm in arm with our Muslim brothers, ready to defend.
Yeah. What is it you plan to defend?
Islam, brother.
No. Let the brother speak. Let the brother speak.
You think Islam unites us all? You think Islam is the place you come from? Islam is not a country. You think you are my brother more than the next man on the street because we are both Muslims? All this fighting talk that we are all brothers. 3 million died in East Pakistan in this lifetime. It was Muslim killing a Muslim. Have you forgotten? Are you so lost? My Islam is in here. And that is the only thing worth defending.
That's Satish Kaushik as Shanu Ahmed. How do you feel about the way Western films generally portray South Asian couples who are part of arranged marriages?
I think that's what is unique about this film. It actually doesn't judge arranged marriages. But in doing that, it also allows this woman to explore her teenage infatuation through this young man, you know, Kareem, because she does get married to Chanu at a very young age without her being a part of that decision. So for her, I mean, Kareem is the only other man she ever knows. So it's not all about that particular man, but maybe it's just a catalyst for her to explore what is it that she wants and how does she find a voice of her own.
Sarah, what do you want people to take away from this film?
Well, from my point of view, I think it's, you know, many things, and I'm glad if it provokes thought. But I feel it's a hopeful film of integration of a woman who finds her place in a country that's for so long not been home. Mm-hmm. And also it's a story about how life circles and we get the opportunity to make better choices.
And Tanishta, what do you want people to take away?
It's a universal story. Like Sarah went to a festival in San Sebastian and a Spanish woman from a very small village there came up to her with her son and said that my son wants to kiss you to put my life into the film.
Wow.
And that's the connection that people make. So that's what I want people to take from the film. Yeah.
Tanishta Chatterjee stars in Brick Lane. Sarah Gavran directed the film. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us here. Thanks.